For a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus our Lord and Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy without spot or wrinkle by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
God's abiding peace is in my soul today. Yes, I feel it now. Yes, I feel it now. He has taken all my doubts and fears away, though I cannot tell you how. It is mine,
his prize, his
mine, blessed be his name. He has given peace, perfect peace to me. It is mine,
his prize, his measure, ever
blessed be his name, mine for all eternity. He has wrought in me a sweet and perfect rest. In my raptured heart I can feel it now. Each passing moment keeps me safe and blessed, floods with light my heart and brow.
Blessed
be his name. He has given peace, perfect peace to me. It is mine,
his prize, his treasure,
mine.
Ever
blessed be his name, mine for all eternity. He has given me a never failing joy. Oh, I have it now. Oh, I have it. I will my ransom powers employ and renew my grateful vow. It is mine,
his prize, his treasure, ever
blessed be his name. He has given peace, perfect peace to me. It is mine,
his prize, his
mine, ever blessed be his name, mine for all. The love of God is comforting my soul, for his love is mine. Yes, his love is mine. Waves of joy and gladness o'er my spirit roll, thrilling me with life divine. It is mine,
mine,
blessed be his name. He has given perfect peace to me. It is mine,
his prize, his mine,
ever blessed be his name, mine for all eternity.
Over the years, I've been studying the Word of God on the end times. And I found out that the end times are closely related to the beginning when God created the heavens and the earth. The Lord God himself made rules and laws that the fallen race needs to follow. And if they do not follow these things, then they will have to suffer the consequences. And some of the things that they did, some of the laws that they broke, are now showing up in the end times. And it's quite interesting when you study the word, how it went throughout Scripture. Jesus wants us to understand that the human race is created in the image of God. And Satan desperately tries to change the laws that God had given them. He tries to change the way they're supposed to operate. He tries to do everything he can to sabotage the plan of God. And it's very interesting if you read the Word of God, and we understand as we get closer to the end, they will not only turn against God, they will try to fight him when he comes back. They will try to stop him when he comes back. Yes, the human race will unite with the demonic realm to try to stop Jesus from coming back to take over this planet where he will reign for 1,000 years. So today I will teach on an interesting subject, and you need to pay close attention to what God told us from the beginning. And now when we look at it, we can clearly see that these laws, rules, and regulations were violated by men, and that's why we are in such a mess. So before we get into this message, we will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open people's hearts to the truth of the signs of the times. I thank you for your grace, and I ask you to bless the listener. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, when we look at the world system, we can see that over the last 100 years, the false prophets of the world system brought in the evolution theory that everything comes from a big bang somewhere. The Bible teaches us in Genesis chapter 1 in verse 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. There is no evolution involved here. And we need to believe the word of God to make sense out of how the whole thing went by. God created the heavens and the earth. And then it tells us, I'm just going to do a few scriptures here because I could give you a message a week long on how things work. But I'll give you an interesting a few scriptures that'll show you what I'm talking about. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass and yield herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielded fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. So here we see God creating the herbs and the fruit of the fruit and the vegetables, everything after its kind, everything bringing seed after its kind. But what do we see today? We see incredible hybriding, which was forbidden by governments throughout quite a number of years. But in the Old Testament, they did some hybridings. We can see that when the children of Israel brought incredibly huge grapes out of the land of Canaan, that two people had to carry one cluster of grapes. That's hybrid grapes. And we see how the food system is contaminated
by these hybrid plants or grains that we're eating. The food value of our grain and even of our meat is losing its value, and in its place, it's putting something there that is hard for the human being to digest, and it brings forth sickness. Listen to what Leviticus chapter 19 in verse 19 tells us. You shall keep my statutes. Thou shalt not let thy cattle gender with a diverse kind. Thou shalt not sow thy field with mingled seed. Now, I used to wonder, why would God not allow to plant a corn or a wheat together? But that's not what it's talking about. Mingled seed means hybrid seed. They were not allowed to mingle their seed, and they were not allowed to breed their cattle with different kinds of animals. So here are the laws. Here are the rules God set out for the human race. And what do we see today? On every corner, people are breaking those laws. They're breaking the covenants everywhere you look. And we wonder why this world is in such a mess. Now let's look at something far more important than even the grass, the herbs, and the fruit of the trees, or the grains that we eat. Listen to Genesis chapter 1 in verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over the earth, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So the human race was created after God's kind. He said, let us create man in our own image. We, the human being, are God's offspring. We were created, and we are supposed to produce our own kind. But what happened is very interesting. And I am sure we can see that in some places in the world today. Listen to what Genesis chapter 6 in verse 1 tells us. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and the daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and took them wives, all whom they chose. Now here the seed is being mingled. The fallen angels in those days, they intermarried with the daughters of men, and thus they broke the rules of God, because their plan was to contaminate the bloodline of the human race so that somehow they would sabotage the plan of God to bring forth the Messiah. The Messiah had to come from a pure line that was totally human. The Bible teaches us that Noah's generations were perfect. He was the only one found that hadn't been intermingled with a hybrid fallen angel, his bloodline. So here we see the daughters of the sons of God. They went in unto the daughters of men. And what did they produce? Genesis chapter 6 in verse 4 tells us, there were giants in the land, in the earth in those days, and also after that. When the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare unto them children, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. So here we see what is happening. Here we can understand why God had to destroy the earth with a flood. Now look at what it tells us in Genesis chapter 6. And the Lord said, I will destroy men whom I have created from the face of the earth, both men and beasts, and creeping things and the fowl of the air, for it repents me that I have made them. This is what the human race did. They went away from God's plan and became totally rebellious, and thus God had to destroy the human race with a horrible flood. You see, we were created in the image of God, and God meant for us to stay pure in our bloodlines. But Satan, through the fallen angels, contaminated the bloodlines of the human race. I know this is not being taught on radio or on TV, but when you study the Word of God, it very clearly explains how these things came to pass. You may ask, people may ask, if we have these Nephilim, which they were called, they're called giants, but their real name is Nephilim. You may ask, how did they cross over from this side of the flood to the other side of the flood? When you study scripture, and I'm going to be preaching on that in next week's program, when you study scripture, the grandson of Noah, his name was Canaan. When you study scripture, he was cursed by Noah himself. And when you look where his bloodline immigrated to, they went into the land of Canaan, and there were the Amorites and all these huge people that the Israeli people had to kill or exterminate. And I believe they were scattered all over the world, and today they are still upon this planet. So when we look at this thing, when we look at the scripture, we can see incredible things that are going to come to pass in the last days. The Bible teaches us that the demonic realm and the human race will mingle themselves together, and they will turn against God. They will not say there is no God, but they will curse God at what he is doing. So now when we look at the blasphemers of this planet, we can see that Satan has an agenda. They're incredibly rich people. A guy by the name of George Soros, a billionaire, spends millions and millions of dollars to try to change the government in America. He knows when America goes down, then the rest of the world goes down. They're planning for a one world government. And when you look at the face of George Soros, you wonder if he is really a human being or not. I'm not putting too much into that, but it sure looks suspicious on the way he operates. So I want you to study these things. Look at them, and you will begin to understand why the human race is in such a mess. It is because they have been rejecting the rules of God right from the beginning. God had to wipe out the first people with a flood. And even after that, he had to wipe out nation after nation after nation that were intermingling with the demonic realm. And we wonder why these things are happening. It is very interesting when you study these things, but you have to go into the scriptures to find out where these things stand. So open your heart to this. I know that God wants us to understand this. The Bible teaches us that God showed Daniel what will happen in the last days. And Daniel became sick for a couple of weeks. And he asked God for more understanding. And God told him, Daniel, you go to thy place. the people that live in that day, they will understand and see. So we are that generation that are seeing these things pass, coming to pass. We see the GMO plants, the food industry is totally out of control. We can see them already intermingling human beings and animals trying to create something. Yes, that's on the news if you know where to look. So open your heart. Jesus is about to come back to close this thing down. So let the Lord open your heart and make you a blessing. Amen.
I believe in a God, even though I can't see Him. Even when He is silent, I know He is there. I know if I wait on the Lord and will listen in a still small voice, He speaks to me here. I believe I believe that the sun, even when I can't see it, is there when the clouds keep it hidden from view. I know it will shine once again in its splendor when the clouds break away and let it shine through. I believe in a God and I know that I should see someday in heaven upon His great throne. I believe in a God and I know He is with me, will be with me here till I enter my home. I believe in a love that is true and tender, for God in His love sent it down from above. I believe in a love even when I can't feel it, in this cold empty world where few know His love. I believe in a God and I know that I shall see Him someday in heaven upon His great throne. I believe in a God and I know He is with me, will be with me here till I enter my home. He'll be with me here till I enter my home.
When one studies the book of Daniel, you can clearly see that God had shown Daniel some very interesting things that are going to happen in the end times. And Daniel wanted to know more about it, to understand about it. But God told him, Daniel, it's not for you. It's not for you to understand. It's for the people that are going to be in that are going to live in that time. And we are that generation because we start to understand and we see what's going on. It is happening before our eyes. But I want to show you what happened in Noah's days. The Bible teaches us in Genesis chapter 6 in verse 8, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. So you see, before the flood, there was an intermingling of the fallen angels with the human race. They would intermingled. They would raise children, and they became giants in the land in those days. But Noah's generations were perfect. He wasn't contaminated with the bloodline of the fallen angels. And thus, this is why he went perfect, with a perfect bloodline, onto the ark of God. And thus, the bloodline was preserved for Jesus to be born, because that was the plan of Satan, to somehow contaminate the bloodline of the human race so Jesus wouldn't be able to come to save us. But Noah was perfect in the eyes of God. The generations that he came from didn't intermingle with those Nephilim. But what happened after the flood is a little bit of another story, which I will teach on next week. And we see these things today like they were before the flood. The Bible teaches us in Matthew that things will be in the end like they were before the flood. It's not only that the people were wicked, but they also intermingled with the demonic realm. In Daniel chapter 2 in verse 42, God is showing Daniel an image that was of gold, of silver, of brass, of iron, of copper. And he explained to him that these were the kingdoms that were going to rise up. And the last kingdom, it tells us in Daniel chapter 2 in verse 42, and as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. Whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves. Who are the they? They shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. So just like before the flood, the people in the last days, and I believe it is already happening, they are mingling themselves with the seed of man. They're interbreeding with the human race. And when you look at some nations upon this planet, you can see that they are infested with the demonic realm. It is unbelievable what we're seeing. So the Bible teaches us when we see these things, then it's going to be time for Jesus to come back to shut this place down. Because the Bible teaches us if he doesn't, they would simply annihilate one another. So he's going to bring on the 7-year tribulation period to show all of humanity of how horrible sin can be. Because without the Spirit of God resisting, without the church holding back the evil, and the church is the salt of the earth, God will show us that they will simply annihilate one another to the point where Jesus said, if we don't come back, no flesh will be left. And this is exactly what happened in the first world before the flood. The Bible teaches us the earth was filled with violence. Their hearts were constantly evil and desperately wicked. So as in the beginning, so will be the end. And we need to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, because we do not want to be part of that horrible and unimaginable time that will come to this planet. So open your heart to this and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.